The language of the RAA specifically allows ICANNs to suspend enforcement of that. And one thought, dovetailing with the idea that this body, this structure, could probably take a more active, lean-forward role into some of these issues, would the council be interested in entertaining some sort of a motion on that? Now, I recognize that we are past our own self-imposed deadlines on these issues, but I'm thinking that in the desire to maybe take a leadership role on this issue and maybe step out in front a little bit, maybe perhaps we could put together some language that would task staff to investigate what it would take to suspend enforcement of that particular thing until these legal issues are worked out. And I'd be willing to draft that, but I guess I'm looking around the room here to say, is that appropriate? Is that something, or is it one of these things where, hey, new guy, that's very nice, now sit down and shut up.
So, James, my take on it is, before you respond, Thomas, I think there's a couple of sort of process points. Clearly, we can't put a formal motion. We've missed the deadline, and we don't have a mechanism by which we can introduce. In fact, that's something we're looking at, whether a motion can be introduced late. So that's not an option from a process point of view. That said, the agenda we have is a draft agenda at this point. We can modify the agenda up to a reasonable period prior to the meeting, and in any event, I plan to review and just check that agenda makes sense based on the weekend discussion. So it's possible something could be on the agenda, but not in the form of a formal motion, just to give you a sense of what the options are. Thomas?
Just two quick points. First being that in the Standing Committee on Improvements, we're currently working on maybe making such last-minute motions possible, but at the moment we don't have a procedure for that. The second point is that I would very much like to support the notion of the council, maybe not by form of in the form of a motion, but giving a strong signal to the board, maybe instructing the CEO to instruct staff to waive compliance action on the basis of non-fulfillment of the data retention specification. So
if an AD,
go ahead. And then
we can have maybe write a letter to the board instead of a motion. And we can do that. We can decide on that.
So the question is really twofold. Responding in perhaps to the substance, and I'm noticing we're hearing really from sort of registrars and Thomas, I guess, but it'd be good to get some more general input. But the second is, if we have something on the agenda, it's the outcomes could be various, including a letter. John.
Thank you, Jonathan. John Berard. I would encourage us to engage the community in a conversation about this on Wednesday, with the ultimate objective being to help inform a letter that we would send in that regard. And I would nominate Maria, who was impassioned on this subject, and James, who, though new, seems quite old at this particular subject, to instigate the conversation, and that each of us should let people in the hallway know that this is something that we intend. Worst case, we just have Maria and James lead the conversation that then leads to a more informed letter that we might send on this regard. I mean, the conflict between an ICANN policy and national law is a strategic matter that will expand far beyond just this particular point. And it would be great if we could, as a community, begin to have a conversation about what we do when what we want is in conflict.
Thanks, John. So I'm very conscious of time. I know Mikey wants to speak. So what I've heard is a proposal for a discussion item on the agenda for Wednesday. I'm not hearing any objections to that. We haven't presupposed the outcome, although it's suggested that one particular outcome might be a letter. Mikey.
I'm objecting. I think that this is a very narrow topic that was just brought. It was strong advocacy. Hats off to all of you. But I'm very uncomfortable with the direction that you're taking this. This is the kind of thing that we criticize other people for doing. We're shooting from the hip. I mean, clearly the registrars have a strong position, and, you know, I can't say that I disagree with it, but I am very uncomfortable from a process standpoint that we have all these mechanisms to do an orderly agenda, and then 2 or 3 days before the meeting, we get basically an advocacy position put on there. I mean, I won't throw my body on the tracks, but I would point out that it's not consistent with the way we've been talking to other groups.
Jonathan, can I just really quickly, I guess I'm then confused about what these weekend sessions are for, if not to shake loose.
Are we in the queue responding? And then I've got Brett as well, so.
Yeah. I'm very much in favor of process, but I think that when we do have these face-to-face meetings and we do have a weekend meeting and there is an issue that reaches importance, we're not going to make a decision necessarily on this in that meeting, but certainly to bring the topic to open discussion seems an incredibly reasonable thing to do, and to let process stop a discussion is something that makes me extremely uncomfortable. Thank you.
So I've often been reminded of process in my position as chair. I'm not sure, and clearly there's the harm. And I mean, we're ahead of constituency day. We're in the weekend sessions. So Brett,
I'm very sympathetic to the view that we have a process here. But I think that this is an issue where we have overwhelming support. I would say that if we took it to a vote, there actually might be unanimous support. And that when we speak unanimously, when we speak with one voice, that the notice period should be less important, if not of zero importance.
But to be clear, we have a process with respect to motions. We're not going to overturn that process. This is not a motion. There is no motion on the table. We are not circumventing any process in that respect. But we are also, there is nothing, as far as I'm aware of, and somebody correct me if I'm not, that stops us modifying our draft agenda in ahead of the meeting, republishing that draft agenda, and in particular, to be reasonable, ahead of constituency day. I think where I'd be more uncomfortable is if we were publishing a modified agenda after Tuesday. But as a result of the weekend sessions, it feels like it feels reasonable. Yeah. So that's where I'm.
Can I just ask, Mike, as a clarification, are you objecting to this being on the agenda at all for discussion, or that we are taking some action resulting of that discussion?
I'm concerned about log rolling, which is an I'm concerned about log rolling, which is an American political term where all of a sudden there's this instant flash of momentum. Everybody jumps on board the boat and says, yes, this is what we need to do. I'm all for nimble. I'm all for responsive to emerging needs. To a certain extent, this is an issue that I think needs more thought than just firing it off on the weekend, running it through the constituencies in an incredibly busy week. I'm not going to throw my body on the tracks on this, but I could see this becoming a habit that gets in our way sometimes.
Okay. It may appear from the council point of view that this has sort of come out of nowhere. This has certainly been an issue that several constituencies have had very strong opinions about for some time and discussed at quite length. So.
Setting aside for now the issue of whether or not there will or will not be a motion, I think if there is a desire to have any meaningful discussion of this topic on Constituency Day, it would be incredibly helpful if James would post to the council list so that councillors can then distribute kind of a one paragraph as to what the issue is, what the concern is, and what the action is that you would at least want the council to consider at whatever time it considers it. I don't think it would be very helpful or productive if we try and guess as to what it is that you want. So if you could do that, I think that would be great.
Thanks, Christina. That's a helpful intervention. So assuming that happens, I mean, James, I assume you're willing to do
happy
so.
Happy to do that. Happy to do that. It's good advice. Yeah.
And let's continue on the discussion on list. Is there anything more that anyone would like to say about this? I mean, I want to be crystal clear. To my mind, there is no chance of this being a motion put in front of the council as a motion on Wednesday. It simply is not going to happen in that way. I'm, as I've indicated, receptive to it being a discussion item, providing it's put on place in a reasonable way, and there isn't strong objection. Noting, of course, Mikey's objection. Mikey, go ahead.
I'm fine with the discussion. You know, I couldn't agree more. I'm uncomfortable with actions resulting from it. Letters, motions, blah, blah, blah. That's a little fast for my comfort. I'm fine putting it on the agenda to discuss.
Let's note that and move ahead with that in mind. All right, everyone. We are tight for time. It's 12:23. We have our meeting with the board at 1300. There's some lunch outside. Please, take a break, enjoy the lunch, and be ready to be seated promptly. I would suggest at five ahead of the hour. Thanks a lot.